When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's like a MASH unit around these parts. And where do we begin when it comes to the illnesses or the injuries? Courtney, how are you?
You know what? Every day I'm getting better. I know I sound like I have a clothespin on my nose. I saw people saying that yesterday. It just is what it is. I'm okay. Powering through.
There you go.
You're getting
Suck
better.
Suck it up.
Yep. You're getting better. Wiggy, you seem to be fine.
Fine.
Curtis, family illness?
James got sick last night,
okay.
So maybe that's related. So he's definitely a part of the MASH unit.
Check on James, and Scheim is out. Sent the group notice that the head cold has overwhelmed him, so he is not with us this morning.
Interesting timing after the Wrapped was posted. Just saying.
Very true.
Meaning what? He gained confidence because he didn't have as many flex days?
Or? I'm just saying okay. He is now at 13.
Right.
All right.
Doesn't count.
And I just have, and this is not Scheim specific, okay? But have you noticed that like our school closings in advance of snow landing on the ground, we're getting a lot of we're getting a lot of advanced notice on sickness precluding someone from coming to work. Like, there's a chance if at 4 you feel like garbage, that at 4 a.m. you feel okay.
Maybe it's the advent of modern technology. We're able to communicate better than we were before, Curtis.
He sounded terrible yesterday.
Oh, I'm not saying he's not sick. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that, like, when I had Noro, I at least waited till, like, 9 at night when I was going out of both ends. You know, I don't know. A quick critique.
You don't want to get nobody else sick. You don't want to be the guy who, patient zero, who spreads it to, or the gal.
Right, right.
But suck it up, you know what I mean? Right. It's what, you got a little cold, big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, we all deal with it.
I mean, if anybody's sucking it up, it's the head man in charge.
Well, I did spend...
Jackson?
Jackson handling Scheim's duties this morning. Hello, Jackson.
Hello, good morning.
Love it.
I did spend the majority of the day yesterday, 7+ hours, either in urgent care or at the emergency room at Mass General Hospital.
Right.
And I left last night at 10, completely uninformed about what is wrong with me, which is quite possibly the worst thing that the worst outcome that could have occurred.
Right. Never go to the ER unless it's been a couple days because that is the biggest racket.
At his age, he should be going to the ER.
What happens? You sit in there forever and then they don't tell you anything. You're better off calling your doctor and setting up a specific appointment.
You're right about all those things. First of all, I don't have a primary doctor. That's my fault.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, the urgent care people thought that, so yesterday during the show, I don't know, or maybe it was when I woke up, like they ask you all these questions. I can't remember any of it. I had something like a pain in my lower abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
It got worse as the show went on.
Okay.
It got actually way worse when we had our meeting with Ken Laird after the show.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was related to that. So
how long did it take the doctor to find your abdomen?
It was... Well, the action wasn't long to find it because it was sticking out in front of everything else. It was it took a long time to examine it. So I finally, at like 2 o'clock, decided I got to go because I went home. I lay down. It got worse when I lay down.
Left or right side?
Right side. Where all the, I mean,
so
I
not gonna, your liver. Liver's left.
No. There's everything on both sides. Like left side, it could be your heart. So they're like, oh, well, is there any pain? Is it shooting around to the back? I'm like, I have no idea. I can't tell if it's in the back or. So it's in the right side, lower right side. They're like, oh, could urgent care is like, could be kidney stones. We don't have a CAT scan.
Okay.
Right. They're like, can you jump up and down? I'm like, well, I can't jump up and down normally, but I'll try to. I jump up and down. They're like, does it hurt more? I said, no. They said, all right, it's probably not an appendix. Yeah. But you got to go and get a CAT scan. Okay. Do you want to go to Mass General Hospital or do you want to go to Tufts?
All right.
And so I didn't matter to me. I rarely go to the hospital.
Right.
I probably should have gone to Tufts because apparently there's less people at Tufts. But anyway, I went to Mass General. I sat there. They're very nice people. A bunch of very nice nurses, a bunch of very nice doctors, everything. But I sat there. I sat for 2 hours before I could even get in to talk to somebody about what my issue might have been. Yeah. So
it's a joke. Never go to the ER unless you know like a leg's broke or it's something that you know.
Well, you know these kind of things. I navigating the American healthcare system, not my forte.
Nope.
So did you leave with a Z-Pack?
No, I did not. They gave me a little Toradol.
Oh, my God.
Which, like, is a pain thing, I guess.
Yeah, Toradol's like...
What? That's like...
Helps with pain.
Is that the good stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Did they give you the pill or they give you the shot?
No, they just gave me a little... They had to put an IV in, so I had, like, an IV thing in my arm.
Right.
I'm sitting... While I'm in the waiting room, I'm sitting next to somebody, a very nice young fella, and the nurse comes over and says, so what happened? And the guy sitting next to me for like an hour. And she says, so what happened? He said, well, I woke up in the middle of the night and I had explosive diarrhea and then I started vomiting and I couldn't stop.
Wow.
And I'm like, dude, any chance you could slide over a little bit? So whatever you have you is not given to me because I'm just here to get a stupid CAT scan.
Oh, man.
So I don't know. Oh. Curtis, I don't know whether to take the rest of the year off or whether to work because you never know what's going to happen.
Abundance of caution.
Right. I mean,
I would say take it off. Every time you leave the hospital, don't you realize how happy you are? Like the ability to exit.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. And we are fortunate. This is the greatest place on the planet for healthcare, but it's still just the interminable wait just sitting there. And you have no control over it. You know they're not doing it to be a dink. They just have a lot of patients to take care of.
But sometimes they don't even have that many patients in there. And sometimes
Mass General, though, is always slammed.
And sometimes I wonder about Massachusetts. We do have great hospitals, but you go in there and, like, six doctors are like, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Well, it's like, how do we have this great, like, we're supposed to be this great health, hospital places, and they can't figure it out.
It makes you feel like it made me feel worse because they didn't have an answer.
Right.
They did the CAT scan, and then I'm trying to read the CAT scan because nobody read it for me, so I have no idea. They're like, this particular organ looks like it is the organ of a man who is 100 years old and has consumed way too many sauces. And so then I'm worried about that organ.
Isn't that a scene in Breaking Bad where he misreads his own scan thinking the cancer had gotten everywhere in his body?
Yes, great obscure reference on Walter White. Yes, Curtis. Excellent obscure reference.
And my apologies. Liver, I guess, is on your right side, not left. That's why I'm not a doctor. Left is your gallbladder, but you don't have one, right?
No. I had my gallbladder removed. Now, at one point, the doctor said, this is very comforting. Doctor said, sometimes when they remove something like your gallbladder, they can accidentally leave a little bit of it in there. And that could be what's acting up.
Why would they do that? Was it like a fry at the bottom of the bag?
Right. By accident.
Well, that's because we got the best hospitals in the world.
Right. So, I don't know.
If it's appendicitis, you would know.
Yeah, no, it's not. I honestly wish it was that, although then when I went to get the CAT scan finally at like 8:30 p.m., the lady doing the CAT scan says, oh, well, kidney stones, huh? I've heard that's worse than giving birth. I'm like, oh, all right, thank you. I really
appreciate it. She said that?
Yes, that's exactly what she said. She said, I heard the pain is worse than giving birth.
So I had kidney stones. No, I had kidney stones. It wasn't a problem. Like, I had it. I was in the emergency room when I had it.
Yeah.
And then, like, just the next couple of days, I must have passed and didn't even, like, know when I passed it. But it wasn't.
That's
I
a
didn't,
ha-
I didn't have that. Yeah, he had the same thing. But I didn't have, like, that everybody says when you finally pass it, it's worse than giving pain type deal.
I appreciate. I am going to enjoy the responses on the Subaru of New England text line and the amateur diagnoses all morning long. 508 texter said it would literally take them a month to tell you everything that might be wrong with you, Greg. Yeah. And yes, you're right about that. There probably are.
They have a person in there who does the CAT scan, but the person who does it is like, well, I can't read it. Yeah. So I got to wait for the doctor. We got to send it. How do you be? How are you able to do it, but you can't read it?
Well, that was the problem. So I got the CAT scan done at like 8.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when I got there at 4:30 probably at Mass General. And the admitting nurse said it's probably going to be a couple hours. And so this is what I went back to my original theory on all of these things, which has always been I don't want to know because once I go.
Right.
I feel worse. Yep. If I just stayed home yesterday, I probably would have woke up with the same. I still have like a tinier pain in that area.
But you feel better.
I didn't feel that bad yesterday. I just had like a pain, and that was the only thing that was wrong with me. That was the other thing. I go to the other place. They're like, you don't have a fever. You seem like you're happy-go-lucky.
Right.
Which I think probably was one of the nurses at the urgent care place trying to flirt with me. And I was like, ma'am, please.
She's only human.
Ma'am, I'm taken.
I don't understand why doctors are trying to turn you away. Like, this isn't an age joke. I was nervous yesterday. You're 58 years old.
Well, you made it worse. Because you're like, you sent me a text, oh my God, are you okay? And I said, yeah, it's a thing, you know, in my lower abdomen. And you said, basically, you're like, oh, my God, you're having a heart attack.
Well,
that's what you said, basically.
Do you feel tingly in your arms at all or numb? That's what
I said the tingle is not. The tingle is below the arm area, let me tell you.
Heart attack starts in the gut, huh?
I don't know.
So what's the next step? What do you do today?
Waits for his results.
I'm going to have to find. Well, no, I got the results. There's nothing in there.
Oh.
Like the lady came to me last night. I said, finally, hey, I have a job to go to. Unlike Shime. And I said, can I get out of here? And she said, yeah, I'll try the nurse or the PA, whatever. Said, I'll try to figure it out for you. And she came back and she said, there's nothing acute in the CAT scan. So, but that doesn't mean there's something clearly wrong with me.
Right. But sometimes you just wake up with stuff.
Did you say, but there's something cute in this room?
Yes, I did.
Maybe you just have a cramp. Maybe
no, I don't have a cramp.
Maybe it's menopause.
She was like, maybe you pulled a muscle. I don't do any kind of physical activity, whatever.
But when you get older, you don't have to do much. You might have just turned it while you were sleeping.
While I was sleeping, while I turned asleep, the wrong way.
I'm telling you. I get up in the morning, I'm like, damn, what happened? That hurts.
Did you say, doctor, how much time do I have left?
I mean, that's basically how I feel.
Just wait a couple days.
I don't know if I'm supposed to go away over or after Christmas with the kids and the crew and go to Costa Rica. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I should go to Costa Rica. I feel like if something happens in Costa Rica, I'm going to end up with some kind of black market butt implants or something like that.
Could be
if I go to the wrong doctor over there.
I do think today, as it is already your last show, should you be healthy next year, I think callers should offer you like a Waking Ned Divine.
Yeah, like a wake or something.
Eulogy.
That's a good idea.
Could be a giant gas bubble.
Well, I thought about that too. I do suffer from a lot of gas.
You've heard.
Could be it.
That's what I would say. No disrespect, but Lindsay, very dismissive of what was going on.
You having good bowel movements?
Kind enough to drive me over to the urgent care, and then she went right to her lawyer to make sure that her documents were all in.
I thought it was strange that she showed up with a notary for the will.
So it was very, very, very strange. I mean, everybody, as soon as I mention it, everybody gets nervous. Everybody who's on the gravy train starts to wonder when they're, like, what's coming next for them.
Can you at least make it to the bonus?
I don't know.
My cousin had a good point. He just texted me. Like a Jamie
is
Foxx
he a doctor?
Thing? No.
But if you have had pain in your abdomen, please call.
No, he's not. Street pharmacist, but not a doctor. Said any point in time you could have like a Jamie Foxx. You weren't at no like special parties where maybe they poisoned you.
I don't have any information on Diddy or on Jay-Z or or on the drones.
Remember Jamie Foxx was like, yo, I went to a party. Next thing you know, I'm in a hospital bed for 6 months.
Good point.
I don't know. That's the problem.
Check on Lindsay.
I'm reading the thing, like the CAT scan. They're like, well, this patient has apparently is leaning toward having fat eyelids. And I'm like, all right, well, is that fatal, fat eyelids? They go over the whole entire, every organ on my body is potentially in some kind of a fatty disease situation.
Well, now you got to retrace your steps and see who cooked for you, and maybe somebody's out to get you. Yeah.
The first time I've ever web MD'd something, and it's made me feel better, though.
It made you feel better?
Yeah. Well, IBS.
Oh, irritable bowel syndrome?
Yeah, is the number one for left lower left abdomen,
it's
IBS.
It's not lower left, it's right. Yeah. It's my right abdomen.
Would you just get off WebMD?
Sorry.
I mean, it could be that, though.
Ectopic pregnancy is the second.
Maybe I am pregnant.
What about a hernia?
No, I don't think it's a hernia. I haven't been lifting anything. Maybe I did some damage in the Jingle All the Way 5K.
Yeah. Could be it.
I really strain don't know.
I bet it's IBS.
Honestly, my best assessment is I either pulled a muscle or I have 2 days left to live. Those are the two choices that are left. So, I don't know. All right. Well, brief update on the condition of everybody around here. We got a lot to get to this morning. What is the condition of the Boston Bruins this morning? By the time I got home, I literally caught them going down 3-1.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That goal was kindly allowed by the Boston Bruins defense, where a couple of the fellas sat in front of the goaltender, and are you supposed to allow the opponent to have a free random shot at the goaltender?
No.
Okay. But they actually came back in that game last night.
They were on life support, but they were able to get a little bit of a hot beat.
And Poss is the hero, so, got to give him credit.
Did you see anything encouraging last night?
I think at this point in time, right?
I watched the Aaron Rodgers Netflix, and that was actually encouraging.
Okay.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to hear more about that. Is that your lead or no?
It could be. Did you also see the Tom Curran report?
No. Uh-uh.
Mike Vrabel interested in coaching the Patriots.
Yeah, well, I saw Orlovsky acting like he was an insider on McAfee yesterday and talking about how Mike Vrabel knows where he's going already.
Okay.
But Tom E. Curran is reporting that Mike Vrabel is interested. Well,
but then they say
that makes things interesting.
Right.
Doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. But then they also said that they were interviewing the guy that he had issues with in Tennessee, the John Robinson guy. Because Sean was
focused on that dude.
Well, no, but if they had issues, right, would they want to work together again? No.
You mean they would bring him in with Mike Vrabel and they would say goodbye to Elliott Wolf?
No. Sean brought up a good point and I didn't even realize it. They had issues in Tennessee, I believe. Vrabel and the Robinson guy.
Well,
right?
Curtis brought this up yesterday. The issue in Tennessee was between Mike Vrabel and the owner of the Titans. She didn't like she was bummed out or angry that he was in the box with the Crafts when he got inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Okay.
I think Curtis, right? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, I mean, if their relationship is fine, and they felt like they had a good relationship in Tennessee, I wouldn't see why Vrabel. And that's a good landing spot for Vrabel. The very good defense.
I mean, Mike Vrabel was whispering left and right to Curtis and I in the airport in Nashville not so long ago, if I remember correctly.
That was, I mean, by the way, Greg usually overplays his importance.
Yes.
But with Vrabel, Vrabel was like, wouldn't stop walking around Greg the entire time.
Man loves me.
You guys,
we had a long and deep friendship.
And he seems like a genuinely, I don't know, he seemed different than the guy that I had seen from afar. Like he was a pretty nice guy to talk to.
Yeah.
Like not at all. He strikes you as kind of that like douche bro. But in person,
yeah, no,
he was like a genuinely nice guy.
He's not like that. But he had he had positive things to say, I mm-hmm. believe, Curtis, when we spoke to him about the organization here and those that are at the top of it.
He said
they had an advantage based on if they ever chose to use it, based on everybody else in the NFL.
And that would be a guy that, if you're Robert and you want to sort of have a changing of the guard officially at the top of the organization with your son Jonathan taking over, getting the keys to Mike Vrabel for a 5 to 10 year plan is sort of a good way to do it. And I don't know, I don't think it's fair, but if you had betting money today, do you think Mayo is back as the coach next year? Where would you put your money?
I'd put it on he's back.
Me too.
I'd put it on he's back.
You would too?
Yeah.
I don't think he is.
I thought you said it was that you felt like yesterday was only at like 10%, so now you're at like 90%? That he's gone?
No, Curtis flipped on Monday at the end of the show when we were at Gillette.
I said, I don't think he's back. I don't think it's been fair at all, but it's all the things that he can control, not the roster, how he handles questions, what's gone on. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I've been wrong a lot, but I think if Vrabel legitimately wants the job and they can get him, I don't know how, because there's what's going to happen, Wiggs.
Mm-hmm.
If they say no to Vrabel, he goes to the Jets.
Right.
And then for the next 5 to 10 years, you're seeing the guy, if he's successful, twice a year dominate you.
But if you really wanted Vrabel, then that means you'd have to fire Mayo ASAP. Because then you'd have to let Vrabel know, like, okay, hey, listen, we're moving on from Mayo.
Well, maybe that's what Orlovsky means when he was intimating yesterday that Mike Vrabel knows where he's going. Mm. I mean, maybe.
Because the Jets, they've already fired their head coach. So as soon as the season's over, I don't think that turnaround for Vrabel, if he is going there, is going to be it's going to be relatively quickly.
Yeah.
So if you want to get ahead of that, you need to move on from Mayo. Like after next week, after Sunday against Buffalo.
But then it could be that Mayo knows that he's going to Ohio State as well. Although nobody is indicating that there's going to be a change there anyway.
Right? Oh, right. If there's a better likelihood of Ryan Day being fired than there is of Jerod Mayo.
You think so?
Oh, gone. If they don't win the national championship, he's gone.
Didn't somebody say he was safe and they would never get rid of him?
Well, they have a chance here in the playoffs, so they're not going to say their coach is unsafe, but you can't play the way they did against Michigan and keep your job.
All right. Well, we have a lot to get to on today's show. It is a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will be in here with us at 9. Before that, though, our leads in 10 minutes, including one from Jackson, I assume, in Shime's absence. They set it at 7. We will definitely, speaking of college football, we'll definitely talk about Deion Sanders and where he guarantees he will be coaching next season. So that is of interest when we get to They Said It at 7. News with Courtney coming up at 7:45 on this morning show. And we will induct a Texas teacher into the Pervert Teacher Association. She was so in love with her student, she wanted to show the entire world.
Wow.
How in love they were.
Yeah.
So
okay.
we will get to that during the news. And the last day of the 12 days of Chris Curtismas is today, and so at 8:45, your chance to win big. I didn't even look at what you're regifting today, Curtis.
I would say we have the most valuable piece. One part of this is the most valuable we've had yet.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
And not kidding.
No
jokes.
No poking fun.
Nope.
Like the best thing that we have regifted so far.
Yes.
In the 12 days.
The Boston sports fan in your life, perfect Christmas present.
A perfect Christmas
gift. Really?
You will win Christmas.
You really?
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Greg, I hope you make it.
All right. Yeah. I'm planning on trying to make it to Christmas. Good part if I don't is no gifts. So
get through the next 30 minutes.
Just
focus on that.
Do it in 30-minute intervals.
One segment at a time.
That is it.
All right. Well, let's get to Courtney and to what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the Bruins beat the Flames in overtime 4-3. Credit to the Bees after a scoreless first period and going down 3-1 in the second. They clawed their way out in the third, and it was David Pastrnak's goal that won it in OT. The Milwaukee Bucks are your NBA Cup champs. The Bucks beat the Thunder 97-81 to claim the title, with Giannis Antetokounmpo winning MVP.
Giannis.
And it feels like it's
been... Were you tuned in for all the exciting cup action last night?
No,
were
not
you
really.
Were you DPing it?
No, not really. I just saw Giannis didn't want to go post-game without his brother.
Mm-hmm.
Said, hey, if my brother can't come to the podium with me, I'm not talking.
And it does feel like it's been forever since we've had a Celtics game. They've played just twice in 10 days. They take on the Bulls tomorrow at the TD Garden. Get excited, Red Sox fans. Craig Breslow says he isn't slowing down after Garrett Crochet's signing. Breslow reconfirmed yesterday while appearing on MLB Network Radio as he wants to do more to strengthen Boston's overall pitching staff.
Let's go with Burns,
so
then.
He said he's not done.
What's he waiting for? Corbin Burns is out there. Let's go. Let's go. It was hot in the moment for Burns like maybe a week ago, and now it seems like it's slowed down. So let's give the man an offer.
Well, that's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. In the beautiful city of Boston, it is currently, oh my goodness gracious, my modeling is all off, Greg. 35 degrees, afternoon high, 48.
I mean, there are reports that the Red Sox are the front runners when it comes to signing Alex Bregman.
Yeah, I seen that.
He's what, 30 years old?
30 or 31, something along those lines.
Okay with that?
I would be a huge fan of that.
Yeah, I got no
issues
with that.
Yeah, I like his attitude. He's kind of like a more talented at times Pedroia, even though Pedroia had great years. But like, he's kind of a feisty character who I think would play well in this market.
All right, our leads are next. It is a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will be here at 9 this morning, and tomorrow, Bruins Thursday, Mike Milbury. I will be off tomorrow and Friday getting my affairs in order. I don't know what the plan is. Who's working? Maybe Shime will be back. He has a bad head cold.
Mm-hmm.
Are you working tomorrow?
Yes.
You and Wiggy?
Yep.
Okay, so the two of you and Friday?
Yep.
Okay.
Curtis is tomorrow too, right?
Curtis,
yep, I'll be here.
I'll be here tomorrow, Friday, Monday.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Christmas arrives.
And then Christmas. And then
did you ever settle your dispute with Ken when it came to how many flex days he would use this
You
year?
Know what? I've kind of learned, like, there are some battles worth fighting. That's just not one, because him and I see it differently.
You don't see eye to eye.
Yeah, and he's the boss, you know.
Well, so. Were you here?
Huh?
Were you here for those days?
Wiggy's claiming when you did the GHS Wrapped.
Yes.
And shared who had taken the most days off and other things.
Yep.
Wiggy was disputing again this year.
Yeah.
How many days he had actually taken off.
Right.
Now, Ken keeps immaculate records on this kind of thing. If he's good at anything, he's good at record keeping.
Right. So I put in my notes.
I don't know whose record I would trust more, yours or Ken.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ken has already botched my record before, so that should...
That's true.
It could be.
That should be a good indication.
And I think it's worth just the simple observation that Ken seems to be most hung up on Wiggy's flex days.
Wiggy has the least amount, so he's not trying to screw Wiggy over. I think that the dispute comes with what is considered flex days. Unfortunately, here, flex days are amazing, but it's all encompassing. So jury duty falls under flex days. Bereavement falls under flex days. Sick days fall under flex days.
Right.
So it's everything.
Right.
Yeah, but bereavement shouldn't be a flex day.
Well, unfortunately,
no,
that's wrong.
Yeah, because that's not under your control. Like, if you get sick,
is jury duty.
Yeah, you can avoid jury duty.
You really can't. They can arrest you for that.
Well, right. You set the date for Labor Day weekend.
You can only do that once, Curtis.
I've done it every time. I'm not in jail.
Or you just say, hey.
My parents said, Courtney, do not follow their advice.
I think the concept is that when you have unlimited days off,
right,
it doesn't matter what the day off is for.
Guess what? I'll start using my flex days.
The reason they used to separate them out was because people only had 2 weeks, like 10 vacation days or whatever. So they wouldn't count a bereavement day or a sick day.
I'm just passionate about the job, the show, the station. So
listen,
I try not to take days off.
It's been a great year. It's the last day I'm working for the year. So I want to thank everybody for their incredible support of this show over this year.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you came to a road show in the spring or the snow show last winter up at Loon.
Right.
Or you came and watched Wiggy and Courtney nearly die on a boat at the Tipsy Seagull.
That was fun.
Or you joined us in Newport.
Right. Never missed a road show. That should count as double when you miss them.
If you miss a road show?
Yeah.
No,
maybe even triple.
What?
It should count as double when you don't show up for a road show.
Who missed the road?
I don't know. Has anybody ever missed a road show?
I haven't.
I did.
You missed a road show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, boy.
Cape, it was added late, and I apologize.
That is really... luckily, it's not like Wiggy is keeping track of.
I literally
said, Wiggy, you had the least amount. No. You should take more. Like, I don't know what else. I was just trying to explain to you how Ken sends them to me.
And I know
everything under flex.
And I know when we had our meeting, Ken was like, all right, plan on road shows, you know, every Friday in May and June. Okay, I put it in my calendar. I don't say to Ken, like, well, is there any way we could do it rather than Friday? Could we do it on a Wednesday? Roadshow Wednesday.
I don't think so. I think it's going to be Fridays are the day.
Well, that's some people say, is there any chance we can bump it up early?
This is unbelievable.
I don't know who said it, but
who said it. Stop subtweeting.
Some people want to know if they could change the roadshow Friday to Wednesday.
We get into a meeting and Ken tells us, like, we have all these things booked, and he tells it to us after he already books them. So I just said, I had a conversation with Ken after. I said, I think that when you book things for the show, we should be told so that we can put it on our calendar.
Right, but it's kind of months out. And
I plan things months out.
Oh, how many trips can one person take?
Like, oh, my God. And then I'm dealing with my husband at home who's upset with me moving things around.
Trouble.
I'm doing my best.
All right, listen, don't look at me. I don't shoot the messenger.
And I said to Ken, I don't want to miss one ever again because I dealt with that last year. So I would like to know so I can move my things around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, don't shoot the messenger.
But you have.
I don't know why it was any of your business.
You have weekend trips that are already scheduled for the spring and the summer?
Yes.
Wow. I
don't make millions of dollars. I have to make sure that I can afford the flights.
Oh, look, some of us, unfortunately, after yesterday, don't know where we're going to be or whether we're even going to be here in the spring.
That's why you should book to have something to look forward to.
Are you going to die?
They say that when people get older.
Are you going to die?
Well, I would say this, Greg, that there is a, I don't know if you are on TikTok.
Uh-huh.
There's actually a TikTok flight hack where it's cheaper to get your flight the Tuesday before the week before you leave for your trip. So you don't have to plan it way out in advance. It's cheaper.
What if they're sold out the week before?
I don't think that's, you know, ever been an issue. It's actually
being sold out?
It costs more money to schedule it a long ways in advance than
I've
it
never
does.
Never heard that.
Yeah, well, it's on TikTok. Just Google it.
All right. We're a little bit behind, but that happens. Yeah. We are going to begin our leads coming up on this show next. Jackson, that is your a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Is that Haverhill's Gary Hoey who is doing that?
Nailed it. Absolutely, son of Haverhill.
By chance, great choice this morning, Jackson.
Thank you very much.
You're a big guitar guy.
I'm a big guitar guy, yes.
Not so much on the drums, but a big guitar guy.
Yeah, no, I'm not good at drums, but I can play guitar.
Shime is out sick. He was getting very ill yesterday during the show.
A fan of bongos.
He is a fan of bongos and not here this morning. Jackson is. Jackson, your lead?
Good morning. My lead is it's a mix between a douche move and inside the warped female brain.
Okay.
Bra. So
you need some help with Courtney.
Yes. Courtney, I need your help here.
Okay.
So as you guys know, we wake up very early for work, and that is not always easy on our significant others. And apparently, every so often, I snore like a beast. Not every night, but some nights.
Yeah.
And every so often, I have very much like you, very bad gas.
Maybe you have the apnea.
So I'm thinking that, but and also the gas. But I can't help it when I'm sleeping. So my fiance got really mad at me the other night because I kept her up all night, apparently snoring.
Yeah.
And farting, and she would like. You know, I can understand getting frustrated, but I don't understand getting mad at me personally. So is
you
it
mean
a douche?
Because you can't help it?
Yes. Is it a douche move that she got mad, or is it a douche move I didn't go to the couch?
I feel like it's kind of on you to go to the couch.
I don't know. He can't help his bodily functions while he's sleeping.
I snored a bunch when I was bombed.
The snoring is very intrusive for people.
Yes. Yeah,
but you can't help that because
everybody,
I snore.
Everybody snores.
Yeah.
Like everybody. And women who claim they don't snore, right. They're the loudest right. snorer.
Yeah, 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 she snores too. And it's frustrating, but I don't see the point in actually getting mad at that person because you're sleeping.
Yeah, you can't control it. I mean, have you tried the nasal strips?
Well,
that
that's my next question is like, so I need something preventative to prevent the snoring. And
sometimes that doesn't work, though, because I'm a big snorer and I've tried the nasal strips. I've tried the mouth tape works, but generally for whatever reason when I get up in the morning it's gone. My wife's like, you ate it, so who the hell knows? So but I think
Greg tried the mouth tape for Wiggy from 6 to 10.
Yeah. It might help a little bit.
But how do you do, because you love Mrs. Wiggins loves Big Spoon, Little Spoon. Mm-hmm. How do you do that if you're snoring loudly in her ear?
Yeah, I generally fall asleep before her, and I think she's probably just used to it now.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I mean,
part is maybe if you know beforehand you got a little bit of gas.
Everybody does that, too. Like,
maybe take some Tums.
You could. But I think the snoring is really, I agree with you, like, it's the person can't help it.
No.
I don't know what they're supposed to do. I guess they could. If they were courteous, they would go seek the couch or another.
No, but they have these little things now people can buy and put in their ears.
Yeah, they do have earplugs. But, you know, I have to wake up much earlier than her, so I would assume that, you know, if somebody's going to sacrifice, it should be her.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
But maybe I'm wrong about that. Oh. And, you know,
it
would probably
I've
be the job that gets the most money would be the one that would sacrifice.
All right, flip
Jackson,
the table.
Jackson, I've had a cough the last week or so, and I wake up far before Santo, and I put myself on the couch when I'm coughing too much.
Right? And do you guys get dressed in the same room in the morning, or do you leave the room?
No, you leave your clothes out the night before, out in the living area. That's the courteous.
In the bathroom.
Yep, in the bathroom.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Or you get they have these little things you can get. I got them off of like Amazon. They're little like night lights you put in, and you could just like dimmers, so you don't have to bother anybody if. You know, you need to get dressed or you need to get in a closet or something like that.
My alarm goes off, I exit the room immediately, I don't go back.
It's tough to not hit that sleep, and then that second alarm goes off, and she always groans.
That is also discourteous.
Yes, that is very discourteous. I agree. All right, I'm getting better, you know.
Jackson, thank you.
Thank you.
Keep it up. Curtis, good morning.
Top of daily.
Good morning. Yesterday, David Andrews has a podcast, and my old friend Brian Hoyer was on and had this to say about the Patriots.
The media wants to crucify them, and I get it. The people here had 20-some years, Super Bowl runs and AFC championships, basically what the Bills are now. The AFC East was locked down the moment the season began, and I get it. People want an instant turnaround, but there's a reason. The reason Gerard's the head coach right now is because things didn't work out at the end of Bill.
Brian Hoyer yesterday spoke at length about how the media wants a scapegoat, and that's why they want Gerard Mayo fired. And I would just say I'm 180 degrees away from that. I came into this season wanting Mayo to be successful. I don't want to blame him for what's gone on, and I do think it's unfair. But the media has been remarkably
understanding,
deferential to Gerard Mayo.
Yeah.
It has not been this very bitter, angry group of media members seeking to get the guy fired. They like the fact that he talks to them like a normal human being. But what he's done is why what he's done away from the field is why he is where he is. And it's not that he's a scapegoat. The players are not good. Hoyer said they have to have the roster overturned. I agree. But
we also said that a significant reason to keep Gerard Mayo is because the players love him.
Right. That's always the hottest battle.
But
if they loved him, why would they keep committing these penalties?
Yeah, I mean, they love him because they can be unable to catch a ball that is thrown into their hands, which leads to an interception, and then they can publicly point the finger at Drake May and say he throws the ball too low when they're running in a straight line.
Right.
I think that's one of the reasons they like him is because he doesn't get negative.
Right.
But I don't know if that's a winning strategy when it comes to the National Football League.
Yeah, I think, you know.
Mike Vrabel certainly has a different style of coaching when it comes to players.
And I don't know, like, Vrabel's. I feel like Vrabel's a little bit more of a hard-ass type of coach. You know, I don't know in full because, you know, I don't, you know, everybody seems like they love Vrabel too. Like they love Mayo. So I think it's really more about, okay, if you like your coach, then you got to start looking around as a player and saying, all right, do we have enough to win?
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody, I don't think Drake May looks around and goes, all right, we got enough to win here. I think Drake May goes, all right, I love Mayo, but we need to get some talent here for me. You know, same with Christian Gonzalez on the defensive side of the football. That, to me, is the biggest question mark of what this team will look like. And then Gerard having to fix some of those situations when the guy does pop off at the mouth, sit his ass down, especially when, you know, I could see if it's like Davante Adams or Randy Moss or, you know, Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson. But when you're like Keyshawn Booty or Polk, it's like, man, sit your ass on the bench.
And we did get a lens into how Mayo feels a couple weeks ago when I asked if he would be coaching differently discipline-wise if he had a deeper bench from which to pull from.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he would.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, but I thought it was an interesting perspective from Hoyer, who's defensive of Mayo, maybe because he's hoping for a place on the staff next year. Who knows?
Great lead, Curtis.
Yep.
We'll get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next. And then they said it at 7:20. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. And we will definitely talk about Deion Sanders and where he says he will be coaching next year.